Well, the initial question was actually how many people over the last couple of years had gone off, but they didn't. The HSE didn't have that available, the figures available. So now they have, from the beginning of January, as you say, until March, the first quarter, and 126. There was a mixture there of referrals, a combination of management referrals and self referrals, for different reasons. But it's the basis of the question was that the HSE would recognise the scale of the problem and to enable them to deal with the problem and to put in place the proper structures so that people who do require the services have the services in place.
There is obviously 126 cases in the first quarter. Does more need to be done then to try and relieve workplace stress within the executive?
I think that without the HSE realising how many people were actually off, were they in a position that they should have been in to deal with the problem? Because the figures for the past 2 years haven't been, I wasn't able to obtain those. Those are for the first quarter. If they're indicative of a 12-month period or a 2-year period, then they're fairly substantial. So to enable the HSE to deal with the problem, first of all, to put in place the facilities for the staff to avail of, and then to deal with the underlying problem, and so far as they can, then I think that this is a step. The figures are a step in the right direction, but now we need to put in place actions that will deal with this.